This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haider, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. When former Prime Minister Tony Abbott appeared on a Sky News program hosted by his former Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin, last week, he was asked about his return to active political life.
On Friday, you will be elected unopposed this weekend at the Liberal Party Federal Council. I've got to ask you, why would you do it?
No one should do these jobs for the money, because there is none, or
no, it's voluntary.
The power, because there's not much. Essentially, you only do these jobs because you want to help the party and ultimately to help the country.
Since losing his seat in Parliament in 2019, Abbott has remained hugely influential in the Liberal Party behind the scenes, while being entrenched in the right-wing media ecosystem, think tanks and lobby groups.
The reason why the Liberal Party has been in trouble is because we have lacked courage and conviction. I think we are regaining courage and conviction.
So, with the Liberals facing a potential wipeout by One Nation, will the ascension of Abbott to party president take them even further to the right?
I want to help Angus Taylor to become the 32nd Prime Minister, because, by God, we need a change of government in this country.
Today, Guardian Australia's chief political correspondent Dan Jervis-Bardi on the return of Tony Abbott. It's Monday, the 1st of June.